You're listening to the Brooke Snow Podcast, conversations to help you live in your true identity as the creator of your life. I'm your host, Brooke Snow. You have episode 143, The Big Leap versus Tiny Baby Steps, two approaches to transformation and when to use them. Most people have something in their life that they know needs to change. Sometimes it's knowing our life would improve if we made a small tweak to the way we do something. Other times, life challenges will demand we make massive changes in order to survive. In this episode, we're talking about both approaches to growth, the big leap or tiny baby steps. Both can be effective if you know how and when to use them. And perhaps the most important question here is, which one do you currently need? If you enjoy this podcast, I know you would love my new app, Co-Create by Brooke Snow. It's available in the Apple and Google App Stores. The Co-Create app gives you access to over 100 guided meditations, new yoga classes, and inspirational audio courses to support you in living in your true identity as the creator of your life. To learn more, visit brooksnow.com/app. Several years ago, I sat in a meditation class and the teacher made the comment that we can either grow by baby steps or we can grow by big, miraculous leaps. But before we could all attach to the seemingly more desirable big leap idea, she cautioned us that leaps are typically the exception to the rule. They are more rare. She invited us to be open to either path and to know and expect our lives to include both in the perfect ratio for our own individual needs. A huge part of my message and my teaching focuses on the mantra, by small and simple things are great things brought to pass. My default approach to habits and change is to start small, be forgiving, and be consistent. This approach has served me well and has blessed my life many times over. It has also blessed the lives of hundreds of my students, and it has been a joy to see people totally change their lives in the gentle, sustainable way that small changes compounded over time can bring. I love this approach. I will always love this approach, and I will always teach it. That being said, there are times when we may find ourselves needing more than the small or gradual effort. As I mentioned in the previous episode, the past 2 years have been epically hard for me. I've experienced two profound challenges that have been traumatizing to me. Through it all, I have upheld to my habits. I've upheld the habit of daily meditation, moving my body, getting great sleep and good nutrition. The habit secrets I teach in my creation course are literally amazing, and it has been such a gift to have those fundamentals support me through these challenges. They have carried me and surely kept me going far longer than I would have otherwise. And yet, life has a way of applying just the right amount of pressure to move us into change we may not make for ourselves otherwise. In March of this year, I finally admitted to myself that I was in deep depression. The trauma had reached a peak point in my body, and even though I still got out of bed every day and I kept up with my responsibilities and commitments, I realized my emotional baseline was very low. I cried every day. I felt deep sorrow and sadness every day. Those low emotions were making me so tired. And even if I had a lighter emotional moment, I'd always return back to the low place as the baseline. It took me about 6 months to finally admit I had depression. And once I admitted it to myself, life got worse. It was like I finally saw what my body had been trying to tell me. And once I had become aware, it was going to drop me even more as an invitation to make some changes. My dear friend and personal coach, Christy, kept suggesting to me that I needed to shake things up. I needed to get out of my rut. Even if those ruts on the surface looked like supportive things. In my last episode, I told the story of how a few years back, I had done the same 15-minute yoga video for a full year without ever looking for a different video. I obviously have a high tolerance for Groundhog Days in my life. And even if my typical day includes good things, I can get stuck doing it over and over and over again. As my life felt like it was crashing in around me, I raised the white flag and declared that I needed help. I no longer wanted to be stuck. I needed to dramatically change things. And thus I declared that I was now doing a radical life overhaul. This was not a time for taking baby steps. This wasn't a time for changing one small thing and gently integrating it into my life. This wasn't a time to just do floors of something new. This was one of those rare moments in my life when I needed the big, miraculous leap instead. I was going all in to make that happen. The first thing I did was book a physical with my doctor and get a bunch of blood work and labs done. I wanted data. In only 6 months' time, I had gained about 15 pounds, which was so weird to me since literally none of my habits had changed. I eat the same foods. I do the same exercise. I get the same sleep. Remember, I live Groundhog Day every day. I wanted answers to what was going on with my body. The doctor said my labs were fine and I was totally healthy. Well, I wasn't convinced. I took my labs and booked a consultation with a nutritionist and herbalist. She had a much more narrow window than the doctor on what she considered normal and healthy. And immediately she pointed out that my thyroid was really low. And given the immense stress I had endured the past 2 years, she said she wasn't surprised at all to see I wasn't functioning well. My hormones were whacked out, also from stress, and she invited me to try some herbs and a nutritional protocol to help heal my gut and my hormones. Next, I signed up for an unlimited yoga pass and started attending a local studio in person nearly every day of the week. I also signed up for Pilates instruction twice a week. And even though I had kept a daily hiking or walking schedule for 2 years, I knew my body especially needed a huge shakeup and movement that would specifically help me process the emotional buildup that had occurred during this time and help me manage stress better. I also started attending a weekly Buddhist Sangha meeting with a friend of mine and have learned more principles of mindfulness. One realization that I made during this time was how isolated I had been living the past 3 years. When COVID happened, my kids were sent home from school, and instead of sending them back in the fall, we opted to homeschool instead. And we have done so ever since. We have loved the experience, but because of my Groundhog Day tendencies, I have inadvertently not really left the house much in 3 years. I'm home with my kids 24/7, and the only time I leave is to run some errands or run my kids' places. I rarely travel. I rarely do anything out of the ordinary. For me, to suddenly be leaving the house every day for myself and going to yoga or Pilates was a massive shakeup for me to meet new people and begin finding a sense of community in other places. Going to the Buddha Sangha also helped me get out of the house and meet new people. The people that I have met have been absolutely amazing. My life has felt so enriched by these communities and people and the shared experience of practicing yoga or meditation together as a group. I also started regular appointments for energy work and have tried several new modalities that I've never tried before, including sound healing with Tibetan bowls, magnets, and a new-to-me practice called the Mortar March. The Mortar March has you move cross-laterally the right and left sides of your body to reprogram your brain. I've been using this method to literally reprogram my brain to have more supportive beliefs. The results have been astounding. I also started a 40-day group meditation challenge on the Co-Create app. I already meditate every day, but a 40-day challenge gives me the opportunity to choose a special focus. I meditated on the I love and accept you mantra for 40 days, and I also recorded a clearing script that I made for myself to clear the limiting beliefs I had that were blocking me from love and acceptance. Those meditations and the clearing script are available for anyone to use on the Co-Create app, and they served as an amazing focus for me during the 40 days. I'm sure it also helped that the snow finally melted in northern Utah after an epically long winter. Spring finally arrived, and the days are growing longer with more and more sun. 2 months later, and I'm still going strong in every single one of these changes. I've now acclimated to the new lifestyle, and most importantly, I have raised my emotional baseline back to a healthier place. I still have moments I get sad, I still have moments I get mad or angry, but I don't stay there for long. I feel so much lighter, more peace, and my body and health are improving significantly. The first few weeks of all these changes were hard. I wasn't doing baby steps. I was doing a huge leap. It really was my radical life overhaul. As I thought back on my own life, I realized that the last time I went this big in changing my life just so happened to be 7 years ago. For different reasons, my life crashed down and I radically committed to a bunch of new changes and habits. I've heard before about things happening in 7-year cycles, and I was amazed to see that it had been exactly that long, even down to the month. It was also interesting to realize that my devotion to my meditation practice was born out of that time of my life. Now, 7 years later, I have the same new devotion to yoga because of the support it gave me in pulling out of darkness. I'm sure my devotion to both meditation and yoga are deeply rooted in me because I have experienced the contrast. I have experienced life without it being dark and overwhelming, and life with it raising me up to a healthier, peaceful place. Contrast is an amazing teacher. I don't want to go backwards, so I am deeply committed to a daily devotion of both. My purpose in sharing the details of my own experience is, first of all, to remind us that there are two paths to growth. Just as my meditation teacher taught, we can either grow by baby steps or we can grow by big, miraculous leaps. I don't take the leap very often. If I did, I would probably burn out. That's why the baby step approach is more often the helpful path. It's more gentle and sustainable. But it's also good to be open to the big, miraculous leap when the timing and circumstances call for it. So how do you know which one you need right now? From my own experience, I've only made big leap changes when I've been in desperation or I've made a major commitment to uphold to. In 2019, I also made some big leap changes in life because I committed to a coaching certification that required me to run a Spartan race to certify. This was not the type of fitness I usually did whatsoever. I had significant support from the program, and I had made a big financial investment, so I felt committed to doing all that was required of me to run the race and to certify. Sometimes it's not desperation or a huge commitment. Sometimes the big leap change comes naturally from your circumstances. Maybe you moved, got a new job, had a baby, got married, got divorced, got a diagnosis, or any other big life event that naturally shakes things up. Sometimes those big events are the perfect time to pair the big leap. And other times, the baby step approach will give you gentleness and grounding to help you adjust to those new circumstances. Sometimes the big leap might be the perfect anecdote to dullness and boredom or living Groundhog Day over and over again. Massively shaking things up could be just what you need. Other times, because you're bored, you might quickly lose motivation to sustain the big leap and give up. If that's the case, the baby step approach will ease you into sustainable change and bring just enough added excitement to get you out of a rut. Obviously, there isn't going to be a perfect formula for every person in every circumstance. It's really such an individual response that will be based off your own unique story. The real answer is found within your own soul. Your soul knows, because your soul wants you to succeed and will tell you which approach is currently the right one for right now. So what is your soul currently calling you to do right now? Are you in a season where the small and steady approach is going to most help you? Or are you in a season that calls for the big leap? Big or small, one of the things that has helped me make change is to have a support team or a commitment I make to myself to move forward with. On June 19th, we are starting our next community challenge on the Co-Create app. This time, the focus will be on nourishment, and we will invite you to set your own nourishment goals to commit to for 40 days. It's a great mid-year reset. You're free to focus your nourishment on the food you eat, or you could focus it on nourishment through other forms of self-care. The challenge includes weekly lessons, support tools created specifically for this challenge, such as meditations and clearing scripts, and a social network to connect and ask questions, as well as something brand new we're so excited about. We are integrating some live coaching from me and my coach, Christy Drennan. This full experience is available to all subscribers at a monthly rate of only $11.11 a month. The challenge alone is worth far more than that, not to mention all the other courses, meditations, and yoga classes you gain access to at the same time. You could treat this challenge as a gentle baby step change in your life for the next 40 days, or you could make it into one of your own big leap moments. 40 days equates to roughly 6 weeks, and it's a short enough time to not last forever, and yet long enough to give you enough data to see if something really makes a difference in your life. Now, I know a lot of people are hesitant to jump into something like this in the summer, but if you have time to listen to a one-hour podcast once a week, you'll be fine, plus whatever goal that you choose for yourself. This is the first of our disappearing courses, so it's only available while the challenge is live, and then it disappears until next year when we do this challenge again. If this challenge is calling out to you, we invite you to join us. Baby step or big leap. It's time to make the change. Baby step or big leap. It's time to make the change. Baby step or big leap. It's time to make the change. See it. Say it. Feel it. Do it. Become it. You are a creator. Now go co-create something great.